This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters, and here's Coach Gruden.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go, and it all tastes great sitting at home watching a game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship all season long of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters calendar girls and plenty of Hooters gift cards will be at my next golf tournament a week from Saturday, day before the Super Bowl, Saturday, February 3rd. We are sold out at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. I highly recommend West Chase Golf Club for your outings and for your leisurely rounds, either on your own, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome. 813-854-2331. Greens around the Tampa Bay area, everyone is saying, wow, the greens at West Chase are about as good as I've seen them in a long time. It's the truth. They worked very hard to make sure people would say that, and that is why I am hosting my next event at West Chase Golf Club with the help of Assistant General Manager Jared Atkinson. Remember, you can call for rates and tee times. They actually have some very good afternoon, especially weekday afternoon. If you can get out, do a half day at work, or you have an off day, weekday rates in the afternoon. But call to check their rates for any time. 813-854-2331. 813-854-2331, westchasegc.com. If you'd like to be on my alternate list for this tournament at West Chase, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Usually 1 to 4 people cancel within a week of the event, and it opens up a spot. All right, so here we are just sort of minding our time before Super Bowl 52, the rematch of Super Bowl 39. So let's just quickly talk about DraftKings and how this year is unique from previous years. You don't need to pair up the Pro Bowl on Sunday, which interestingly enough is not in primetime. I don't remember that. Granted, the game for many years was in Hawaii, so playing it in primetime made sense. Because to have it as an afternoon game meant it would start in the morning in Hawaii. But here we are in Orlando. But previous years in Miami and Orlando, it was primetime. They are actually going straight up against the NHL All-Star Game. Yeah, I understand that. I'm sure there are a number of us like me that like hockey and pro football. But it seems like they're trying to stay away from the Grammy Awards on Sunday night. Wow. Is that what it's come to, where sports is even counter-programming and being careful against some award shows or other non-sports primetime programming? Very interesting to me. So, no, I'm not playing the Pro Bowl. I did last year just because I had to in Daily Fantasy, but now on DraftKings, for example, you can play what is called a showdown format. And I'm going to pull up a showdown format here just to I already made one lineup as an example. One lineup I've already entered in a contest was Tom Brady, James White, Danny Amendola, Jay Ajayi. And then you need two IDPs, individual defensive players. So I went with Flowers and with Chung. Some of you may not be as familiar with playing individual defensive players. So in a low-cost daily fantasy league, play for a quarter. Play for a quarter and just try it out. As an example, highest priced individual defensive player is Kyle Van Noy of the Patriots at $5,100. And then we go down to Ronald Darby of the Eagles at $4,900, Malcolm Jenkins at $4,800, Nigel Bradham at $4,700. Then we get to Trey Flowers, and obviously you're looking at points, ultimately, that you score as it relates to sacks, forced fumbles, tackles, assisted tackles, fumbles recovered, passes defensed, interceptions, safeties, and the like. That's how it adds up for defensive points. So basically, you're looking for guys that can either get to the quarterback, or they're going to knock down passes, or they're going to really rack up a number of tackles to give you those points. So just some Fletcher Cox is at $4,500. Devin McCourty, $4,400. Michael Kendricks, $4,300. The pricing is all pretty comparable. For example, Patrick Chung at just $3,900 there for New England, looking for him to make some deep tackles or perhaps get his hands on a few passes, either deflections or interceptions. Malcolm Butler at $3,800. It's difficult, but at least it's a way just to play one game at a time. So you have to select two of those. And then once you get into offense, the showdown format also allows you to pick both quarterbacks. You can play Tom Brady and Nick Foles. Granted, you're going to be spending over half of your salary cap on those two players. But you know what? Considering the price of the defensive players, well, let's just do it. So I'm going to put Brady in my lineup at $15,500. And then I'm going to put Nick Foles in my lineup at $12,800. So let me pick a couple defensive players here. I have no problem putting Malcolm Butler in my lineup at $3,800. And let's put an Eagle in there. Bradham at $4,700. Okay, that still leaves me $6,600 for offensive players each. My options are somewhat limited. Rex Burkhead, $6,900, Aguilar, $7,400, James White, $8,100, Ajayi, $8,300, Deion Lewis, $8,900, Brandon Cooks, $9,100, Zach Ertz, $9,300, Danny Amendola, $9,500, Alshon Jeffrey, $10,000, Gronk, $12,400. But I can still do it. For example, I could put in LeGarrette Blount for $5,500, and then that still leaves me the option. I've now created enough money to play. I can play Rex Burkhead at $6,900. I can play Nelson Aguilar at $7,400. I can play Torrey Smith at $5,900. So just some examples of what you can do and some of the pricing as it relates to the first time we've had this for Super Bowl via DraftKings, just playing one game. You can play just the Super Bowl, not needing to pair it up with the Pro Bowl. I actually saw this available earlier in the season on DraftKings, but I chose just to play in the leagues where you combined multiple games. I was just more familiar with that. But for Super Bowl, I will be playing Showdown, and I think it's interesting how it allows you to branch out into IDPs. A number of fantasy leagues actually do use IDP. Some of your leagues might have been using that. I prefer to stay with the team DST. I just think it's kind of more fun. I think you have a little bit more to go on, and there's the potential there for that big game, like the Rams gave me a number of times this year with those double-digit DST games when you get those return touchdowns, either from special teams or the defense, or they rack up a lot of sacks, rack up a lot of turnovers. It's more the traditional route to go. Again, we'll give you two more podcasts next week leading up to Super Bowl 52, and we'll also talk a little bit. Again, I was given the heads up by my pal at VSiN, Gil Alexander, before it made national news that the MGM did take that multi-million dollar bet on the Philadelphia Eagles, and that in part was why at some books the line clicked down to 4.5. There has been money coming in on the Eagles. We talked about it a little earlier this week on the podcast, and I talked about it with Gil Alexander in my regular segment on Thursday on VSiN. I see this as a reaction, my personal opinion, overreaction to what we saw on Sunday with the Eagles' dominating win over the Minnesota Vikings, combined with, yes, that was my phone, New England struggling to put points on the board against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess the thought is here that if New England's going to struggle to put points on the board against the Jaguars, they will also struggle to put points on the board against the Eagles. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think they are separate animals. I also don't think Philadelphia is as strong a play. I was on them against the spread and actually with the over in the NFC Championship because of their home field advantage, which does not exist in Super Bowl 52. By the way, am I the only one who thinks it's interesting that we've had Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl in 39 and Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl in 52? The two sites of those two Super Bowls were the losing two teams this year in the championship round to the Eagles and Patriots. 39, the game was played in Jacksonville. 52, game is played in Minnesota. I know, I have too much free time, and yes, that's why I've always been single. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. They have been my in-season sponsor. I'm actually headed to Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa right now to meet with Hooters calendar girl Brooke. Look for Bobby Pena or Anthony Metzler, who are playing in my golf tournament, West Chase Golf Club. Brooke is going to be there next Saturday for Good versus Evil 2018. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, find your location at originalhooters.com. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. West Chase Golf Club is hosting Good versus Evil 2018, my 13th event that I've hosted on the Todd Wright Tour. We are completely sold out. If you'd like to be on the guest list, you can email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. West Chase Golf Club, 18 holes of par 72, championship golf. Call for your own rates and your own tee time, 813-854-2331, or visit westchasegc.com. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.